Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, we will be strike ready, says the leader of the Unite Union. So how will government and employers manage pent-up pay demands? The Oireachtas Sports Committee wants answers as the GAA Go controversy continues. New claims that wood-burning stoves might be linked to rheumatoid arthritis. Two people whose lives were utterly changed after accidents on farms tell us their stories. Hero of the World Cup, Lionel Messi, is now at the centre of an increasingly grubby war for political and sporting supremacy between wealthy Middle Eastern countries. Miguel Delaney will explain it all. And most busy working families have at least one person in the house who's good at multitasking. But is doing two things at once good for you? Or does it make life harder in the long run? Our text number is 51551. You can also email the programme, todaycb@rte.ie. Now, first today, the government is considering options set out by the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, on what to do with this €65 billion budget surplus, which is expected in the years up to 2026. Despite the increased tax take, it won't be enough to keep up with demographic pressure down the line. And all this comes as an Oireachtas committee is set to hear from the Commission on Taxation today. Politicians will be urged to shift away from taxes on labour and towards taxes on wealth and taxes on consumption. Joining me on the line is Cliff Taylor, columnist with the Irish Times. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Claire.
Well, there's a lot to get through here, but let's talk about this wrangling first about how to spend the extra money that the state is collecting. It's not something that we're used to dealing with in this country, having all of this extra money, but we have to consider, and it is chilling to consider, that this unexpected revenue, it just won't keep pace with the demographic pressures coming our way. Explain what we're looking at.
Yeah, I suppose the Department of Finance have been looking at what to do with the surplus and laying out the options. And they're obviously, I suppose, trying to ensure we don't lose the run of ourselves completely with all this money in the Exchequer finances. So one of the key points that's made in the paper that was presented to Cabinet yesterday and which will be published today by the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, is that if we put a lot of money away over the next few years in a wealth fund or an investment fund or whatever you call it, and look at what that might return to us by 2030, and the years after that on one side, and then the other side, look at the kind of bills that are coming down the road for the Exchequer in areas like an ageing population, additional pension costs, the cost of climate change, that the money coming from the fund wouldn't be enough to pay all those bills. And that's true as far as it goes. But nonetheless, the forecast that the department put out a few weeks ago for the public finances are very strong. And there's no doubt that if those trends do continue, number one, that the cost of those things will be more easily met in the years to come. And second, that we do have an opportunity now with this much-discussed windfall corporation tax to actually put some money aside and to make that transition to a kind of an older population and climate change and all those costly things a good deal more easier in the years to come.
You've gone through four options in the Irish Times today, detailing what could be done with this money. And the first one you've looked at is paying down some of the national debt, which is around €225 billion, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I guess that's the most conservative option. And for that reason, it remains to be seen how much political support it will get. There probably isn't a lot of votes in paying down the national debt, but the debt pile is large in cash terms. It's large if you look at the take it takes from our annual tax revenues every year. So one way the money could be used is there are various loans that will mature over the next over the coming years. In the normal course of events, we take out new borrowings. Ireland would take out new borrowings to refinance those loans, so to speak. So instead of doing that, we could pay off that money with cash from the surpluses, and that would reduce our debt pile going forward. Not a bad idea, because it's going to cost more to raise state borrowings in the next few years than it did over recent years when interest rates were very low. So I think some of the money will be used in that direction, but possibly not the bulk of it.
And you've already touched on this notion of a fund, but you make the point that even if you set up this fund and put the money in there for a period of time, that in itself would help address the national debt too.
It would, yeah. I mean, I suppose if you've an asset on one side of your balance sheet, first of all, and you have a liability on the other, well then, you know, you're in a better position than if you just have the liability. So it is an advantage from that point of view. The main idea in putting money aside in an investment fund is that the state faces huge costs from investment and huge costs from the things we've spoken about, an aging population, et cetera, in the years to come. On one side. On the other side, we have revenues now, and we don't know if those revenues are going to continue or if they're going to disappear slowly over time. So it seems to make sense to put a fair amount of that money aside in a fund, to invest that fund as widely as possible. And then in years to come, you've got a stream of income which can be used to make to meet some of these costs at a time when we don't know, but Exchequer tax revenue may not be as strong as it is now. Some of the corporation tax revenue that the Department of Finance is saying is windfall may have disappeared. We don't know, but best to be ready for that, and certainly best not to bank on it continuing.
You have two final options then, and both of them deal with spending it while you have it.
Yeah, absolutely. When we have it, we spend it. As former finance minister used to say.
Yes.
Charlie McCreevy, I think it was. So the first one is state investment spending. So the state spends on houses, hospitals, schools, et cetera, every year. There's been plans for a big increase in that spending. There has been a big increase in spending in that area over recent years. As we know, investment spending fell away very sharply after the financial crisis, and we've been caught short in recent years. So we're trying to ramp that up. So it is likely, I think, that some additional money beyond what is already planned is going to be put into state investment in areas like schools and houses, which of course is the big hot ticket item. The problem, I suppose, that for the government is that the economy is already running at pretty much full capacity, and looking at areas like housing, even if you put more money in there, can you find builders to build houses? How long does it take to get planning permission, et cetera, et cetera? So it's not just a question of flicking a switch and throwing money at the problem, and there is a risk of pushing up building costs and getting bad value. So there are issues there, but nonetheless, I think some of the money is certainly going to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm. And then increasing day-to-day spending, that's an option too. Cutting taxes. Now, they are the more political options, aren't they? Particularly looking at the timing of an election cycle.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting that the Department of Finance paper only refers to the first three options and ignores this fourth one, because it doesn't believe that it should be considered. And we have to go back to the point, I suppose, that we're relying on a very small number of very big companies for a lot of tax revenue. And, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen to that tax revenue. So the argument is that it would be a mistake to build up ongoing commitments, ongoing spending commitments on the basis of revenues that may disappear. And nonetheless, you know, it's clear that the Exchequer finances are very flush now, and we are going to see spending increases, welfare increases, and some elements of tax cuts in the budget coming up in October. I don't have any doubt about that. But the government will argue that that is made possible by the overall surplus by overall room for manoeuvre in the Exchequer finances, even before you take into account the windfall bit of these corporation taxes.
And, you know, running alongside this conversation, we have this advice which is set to come, as I was saying there, to government or to the Oireachtas Committee on Budgetary Oversight today from the Commission on Taxation. And the chair of that commission is reportedly going to say that we need to shift the balance of taxation away from taxes on labour and towards taxes on wealth and consumption, with the aim of broadening the tax base. Now, that is politically very tricky.
It is. It sure is. I mean, you might remember when this report was published last year, Leo Varadkar came out and said, you know, some of it could happily sit in the Sinn Féin election manifesto, which was probably, I think, a little bit dismissive of the work that was done by the Commission, but it was actually a very interesting and a very good document. But their central point in the report is that we are going to need more tax revenues, the same point that the Department of Finance is making, over the next few years, and that it would be better to raise those taxes from wealth than it would be from income. So they looked at areas like capital gains tax, like the local property tax, inheritance tax, and other taxes like that, rather than putting more taxes on income. And the argument is that those taxes, the property taxes, etc., are less damaging economically. That said, I think that the argument for higher taxes in the next few years is going to be difficult to make, because if you look at the Department of Finance forecasts, and it's interesting, I heard Piers Doherty referring to this on the radio yesterday, so I think it's going to be a political issue as well. If you look at the Department of Finance forecasts, even if you've set aside the windfall element of the corporation tax, the department is forecasting that in a couple of years' time, the Exchequer will be in surplus, even accounting for that, if you like. So there are going to be arguments, and Piers Doherty was making this argument yesterday. I think there's going to be a queue of campaigners making the same argument, that even taking a properly cautious approach, if you like, on corporation tax, that there will be money to spare. Nonetheless, I think that argument that the Commission on Tax made is going to slowly enter the debate, and we are going to see arguments about the need for PRFI increases to fund social insurance. And in the long term, where are we going to raise money to run the state? Yeah. But the surpluses have perhaps pushed out that debate by a couple of years beyond the next election.
Yeah, and clouded it, you know, as well, because we have to look beyond that surplus and what happens next. Cliff, thank you very much. Cliff Taylor there, columnist with the Irish Times. Now, coming up next on the programme, we're going to be looking at the question of what's going to happen in the new pay talks, because we know that government and employers are set to meet before the summer. There are pent-up pay demands, and the Unite Union says we will be strike ready. We'll be talking about that after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.